So Andrew Tolson.
Yeah, well, you know, like earlier on I said, oh, I can't remember the men in the centre on gender. What an omission. What an omission. Andrew Tolson wrote Limits of Masculinity. And I just remember endless dialogues with Andrew Tolson at Grove Avenue. And then when I came to teach gender studies, I just lent out that book so many times. I had had two copies. You know, people borrowed it and dropped it in the bath and stuff like that. So Andrew's work around gender was really, really central.
What were the? Yeah. What, I mean, can you remember anything about those endless dialogues that you had?
Well, it was a desire. It was like that before. It had been like the women question, and Andrew put the question around masculinity, and it was like a fabulous interest, insight into that world which had been the taken for granted world. And now it was saying, well, let's look at what is the basis of masculinity.
And quite brave.
And there were men's groups at that time within Birmingham.
Right.
And Andrew was, you know, instrumental in that. Right. Yeah.
Because it must be within the centre, it must be probably quite brave to do that, because I know that a few years previously there was the women's studies group had founded, was established.
Oh, right.
And it was, you know, women's only.
Right,
and
I
know that caused some friction probably before you got there, but I guess Andrew's work was a way of kind of bridging some
making a new departure. Yeah, I think it must have had that role.
Okay.
Yeah.